From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Colin Crowe, I think, is with us. Fianna Fáil TD for Clare. Chair of the Oireachtas Education Committee. Colin, you've been in Finland looking at how they do things with the schools, and you're very interested in their shorter school days and more breaks between classes for students. Tell us about it.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me on. So, yes, our committee went over there in January. We've long heard that the Finnish education system is seen as being world leaders. We went over primarily to see how they're reforming the curriculum, how they manage school meals, how they include children with special needs. But one of the interesting takeaway points was their school day is quite a lot shorter than the Irish school day, and yet the educational outcomes for children and teenagers are quite the same. I was a primary school teacher before going into the Dáil in 2020. I don't see really how we could shorten the day, but I do think there's merit to having some additional breaks. Whether you're a young child, someone doing state exams, or even an adult trying to learn new content, it's very hard. It fries the brain, in fact, to go from one subject area straight into another. There's needs for breaks in between, and in Finland they get them all outside, fresh air, even in the coldest of days in Finland, and then back in for more lessons. They have far less lessons than we would have in Ireland, so maybe I think there's we wouldn't be looking for to shorten the school day, but certainly I think there's merit to sometimes simplifying what we do. Sometimes we overthink things in Ireland. We have a wonderful educational system, but I don't think it should always be a load to to load on new initiatives and overburden teachers and overburden the students.
Hold on now, Colin. Is this just primary school or is this secondary school as well? Tell us a little bit about the length of their teaching day.
So this was in, it was primary schools. We were in both settings, but it was in primary schools. We noticed that the day is considerably shorter than the Irish day. So typically it would be around 5 hours in an Irish school classroom. Across the week, school teachers, and I was there myself for 16 years, we would teach 13 subjects. It can be overload for the teacher and the students. On top of that, in Ireland, we have all these initiatives, which I'd like to elaborate on in a moment. But in Finland, they have a trimmed down curriculum. The contact lesson hours are around 3 hours per day. The children go home a lot earlier. I don't think all of that's quite workable from an Irish point of view, but I do like the idea of a more simplified curriculum, focusing on the essentials, reading, writing, arithmetic, but also focusing on well-being and physical education. So they place a high priority on those. But I just would say, Matt, in the Irish classroom over the years, 2 years ago being a perfect example, adolescence was a talking point in the country when it aired on Netflix. And straight away, the whole country, the media, parents, politicians, everyone says we need to teach children consent. And who will fix that? Teachers will fix it. If there's a primetime special on childhood obesity, the following morning there'll be everyone saying teachers need to fix that too. So sometimes we're not very cognizant that the constitution of our country says, Article 42, the parent is the primary educator. We seem to load everything back at the teachers. We seem to load everything on the students. And that high pressurized environment isn't always the best place to learn. Sometimes you need to get out of there, run around the yard, fresh air in your lungs, kick a ball, do whatever. And they do that in Finland. They prize the breaks. They have more of them and they go back in and they learn better, in my opinion.
Okay, but just a couple of things, and lots of listeners getting in touch about this as well. Do the children go home at the end of the shorter school day or do they go to childcare? Because many Irish couples, if you have couples, both of them are working, or if it's a single parent, the single parent is working, and they might not necessarily want the child home earlier in the day. They find it hard enough on many of the lengthy breaks that there are, such as the Easter holidays at the moment, to deal with childcare.
Yeah, so school, of course, schools aren't childcare facilities, but yet I am aware, and I'm a parent myself, we do plan our working week and our family life around the school day and the school holidays. So I am very aware of that. I'm not suggesting we shorten the school day. I don't think anyone would in Ireland, but I do think there's a need for more breaks. The one thing we saw in Finland, and I don't think this would be in any way workable in our situation in Ireland, is that children operate on different timetables. So it's not the case that every child comes in at 9 and every child goes home at 3 o'clock. Some children have a staggered start. They might be coming in at 10:30 till 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. And we found that just baffling. The day isn't fully synchronized across the school. The upshot of that, I suppose, if you were to take one positive from that, ensures that the teacher has a smaller group in front of them at any given time. They also had speciality teachers for the Swedish language. So just like us, they have two languages in the classroom, Finnish and Swedish, but they have speciality teachers leading out language. And I think there's merit to that. Maybe in the future, we might have, even though primary teachers are well adept to teaching the Irish language, maybe we could have people who are, you know, leaders in this leading out the field. Same with physical education. The day we were there was particularly cold, but they had a PE teacher in the primary school taking all the children out skiing that particular day. So they very much into their environment, getting out of the desks. Their school meals were a lot more simplified than what we would have in Ireland. I'm not saying the grass further away is greener, but certainly there were some good takeaway points here that our committee got to
okay.
see. We've been bringing them back.
What's the length of their holidays? What's the length of their school year? Do they compress it all into 180 days like we do here?
I don't know the answer to that. I believe it's somewhat similar to our school year. But we were particularly interested to know, like, literacy and numeracy, what were their attainment levels were like. It seems to be quite on par. The funding model seems to be very rich there. They seem to value education same as we do in our country. The school meals program is particularly interesting. They've had theirs right back since the 1940s. And it's beautiful, but it's simple. In the whole of Finland that day, there were only two variations of meals being served. There wasn't a choice of 14 or 15 meals like we have in Ireland. It was simple food served
hot?
On a plate with a knife and fork. Hot food served on a plate, knife and fork. No tubs, no food waste. Children control their own portions. There's lessons to be learned. It's not, no system's perfect, but these are ideas, I think, as a politician, a teacher and a parent, I would like to see some of these maybe considered, at least in the Irish educational context.
Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil TD for Clare, Chair of the Oireachtas Education Committee. Thank you.
The last word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.